Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
However, I couldn't see or understand how they don't know that when they get to heaven, they're going to find out I'm right. I'm joking. I don't know it every, all of it. But simply, when you can see it in the Bible, you know what's right and what's wrong. So there is a truth that there is evil in this world. And there is a spiritual world that is trying its best right now to influence the physical world. For instance, the shooting that just happened in Newtown, Connecticut, which was horrible, heartrending for any person that witnessed what happened. Do you think that God caused that young boy or young man to go into that school and shoot those children and teachers and adults that was in that school? No, he didn't. Then do you think who influenced it? Satan did. Yes, Satan influenced that to happen. Somehow he got thoughts in there. He would say, well, the person is mentally ill. Well, a lot of people are, you know, you can put the claim that this has happened and that happened. But ultimately, anything that's evil is from the devil. Everything that's good is from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from where? From the Father of lights, from heaven, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In other words, he never changes. God is good, and he's always looking for good to take place in this earth. So regardless of how you want to put the definition of why it happened or who the individual was that committed the crime in Newtown, Connecticut there, then ultimately you've got to come down to it that it was a devil that caused it. It was not God. So there is a spiritual world. And of course, the shooting that took place prior to that and the, you know, out there in, what was it, Colorado, where the guy went into thing and then we had college things and then Columbine and this, all this kind of stuff. Of course, that's just something on a national level. But there's a lot of things that go on right here in Cumming, Georgia, every day, and especially down in Atlanta. A lot of things that are bad, I mean that are wrong, and it's not God doing it. It's not God causing it. There is an evil force called the powers of darkness that's at work in this world. And that's why the church as a whole, even me, I've got to learn because I certainly don't know it all. But we've got to concentrate and look at these things and begin to take a different perspective about life itself. And how the human being is being influenced by the realm of the Spirit. And if the church does not take its place in prayer and seek God and pray, because prayer will drive back the powers of darkness, and we can stop these bad things, but if we don't take our place, then the enemy is going to keep encroaching on our nation, on the human race, and you're going to have more and more evil, more violence. In fact, if you was around here, and some of you were, back in 2008 when we prayed out some things about the election, and one of the things that we said and spoke about, I even put it in my newsletter, which is very unpopular now, but I said, because of this election, there will be more violence that will take place in the United States of America. And it's true. Why? Because when you get the powers of darkness, and again, I'm not against a human being, but I am against the powers of darkness. Right. These things happen because of the powers of darkness. And these things have taken place. So there is a real spiritual world. So what we're looking at today is we want to look into this and find out more about what the Bible says about the spiritual realm and how to deal with these situations and circumstances. And we'll read here in the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 6, in verse number 12, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Notice here, he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In other words, human beings is not necessarily our problems. Even though human beings are involved in it, we're in a wrestling match. We're in opposition against what? Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is talking about demonic powers that are at work in this earth. Now, having said that, I want to go and read something, an experience that Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin said that you're familiar with if you've been around here, called the vision of the frogs. Anybody remember the vision of the frogs? But I want to read it again because I believe that we don't study again along these lines enough and become aware of how much we need to pray and take our position about praying for this world, praying for our leaders of this nation, our president, our Congress, all of our representatives and our city and county and public officials and all of our state governments and state representatives and senators and so on and so forth. We need to pray. We need to believe God. But this is what Jesus Christ revealed to Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin back there. I think it was in this 1970 and 1979. He had two different visions, of course, separate, about things that were going to happen in our nation. But this is in the words of Kenneth E. Hagin. And this is in the book, The Triumphant Church, and it may be in some other recordings, but I know it's in the book, The Triumphant Church. It's called The Vision of the Frogs. It's a big caption. Of course, it's not literal frogs, as you're going to see. He said, I had two very similar and unusual experiences, one in 1970 and the other in 1979, that showed me how real our responsibility is to pray for our nation and for the world. In both visions, I saw three huge black frog-like creatures coming up out of the Atlantic Ocean. They looked like huge frogs, except they were much larger, about the size of whales. Anybody ever seen a whale, a big whale on TV, or how gigantic? He said they looked about the size of whales. Says, in the first vision in 1970, I saw these dark beings come up out of the Atlantic, and he's talking about the Atlantic Ocean, and they seemed to leap all the way across the land. In the second vision in 1979, I saw three frog-like creatures, and one of those creatures came up out of the water and looked like it was about to land on our shores. You need to know how to interpret spiritual visions. Because these creatures came up out of the ocean doesn't mean they came up out of a literal ocean, meaning the Atlantic Ocean he was talking about. It says, from Genesis to Revelation, seas or waters often symbolizes a multitude of people. In the first vision, I knew that the three frog-like creatures leaping across our country meant that three strategies of the devil would arise out of the multitude of peoples against our nation. Remember, we're talking about the spiritual world. So this is a strategy. There is a strategy that Satan has that he has set himself against our nation. He set himself against the church. He set himself against the ministry offices in the body of Christ. He set himself against the ministry of helps. And he set himself against the born-again Christian. The enemy has a strategy. He wants to stop us. The first strategy of Satan would be riots and disturbances. The second would be political upheaval, Watergate as it turned out. Anybody remember the Watergate debacle? And the third, problems in the economic sector of our nation. What would happen? Economic sector problems. Well, we've got all of these things that are going on today and even more. We've got riots, we've got disturbances, and we've got economic situations as well as political upheaval that's going on in this nation. You would have to stick your head in the sand and hide to say it's not happening in our nation. It is happening. I said it is going on. What is the cause of it? God is good, so it's not God causing bad things. It is the devil. And the same devil, I'm not saying it's the same spirits, but it's the same type spirits, maybe the same spirits, I don't know, are coming against our nation and coming against the body of Christ. So these evil strategies of the enemy don't arise from the Christian population. They come from the masses of those walking in darkness, because sinners are held bondage and dominated by the devil in the kingdom of darkness. Now that would be a popular statement today. Just walk into a crowd of sinners and say, hey, don't you know that you held bondage and you're dominated by the devil and you're in the kingdom of darkness? Don't try this at home. But this is what it says. You know what I mean? People don't know. They're blinded to the fact that there is a real spiritual world. Most people, if you get to looking, especially at the Save the World movement, and listen, I am for taking care of our planet, but in the end, this thing's going to be changing. I think we ought to do things in the right way. I'm not against that. But a lot of these people that are naturalists, they never think about that there is a spiritual world. They call the earth Mother Earth because we came from earth. No, we didn't come from the earth. We came from God who created us from the earth. Isn't that right? So, you know, you get to thinking all that kind of stuff and you get kind of bad thinking. is that in the second vision in 1979, Jesus said to me, if the Christians of this nation had done what I told them to do in my word and had prayed for the leaders of their country, they could have kept those evil spirits you saw in 1970 from operating in this nation. Well, listen, if Jesus said that to him then and it was applicable to that time, it's the same thing is applicable to this time. If the church, the Christians in this nation, the church in this nation, had done what I told them to do in my word and prayed for the leaders of their nation, they could have kept those evil spirits from operating in this nation. And I'm here to tell you, I stand there again, and these same principles are applicable to us today. We should not be in the condition that we're in, and this nation should not be in the shape that it's in right now. Why are we in this shape? Because we do not understand the spiritual principles or either pay attention to them like we should. We think that we just go along in life and all the natural world happens. People do things bad because they're just evil anyway. It's just a bad person or some kind of mental glitch. No, the powers of darkness is behind the human beings that do bad things. And unless the church arises and recognizes that these spirits are here to try to stop God's plan and stand up against it in prayer. And I'm not talking about yelling and screaming at the devil. I'm just talking about prayer. Because prayer into God produces power that the devil don't want to be around. And the church can become more effective in this land than the devil if it will stand up. Yep. Yep. And I'm preaching to me. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to me too because I'm stirred up. In fact, when we get to Florida, I'm planning on stirring up a lot of preachers down there. Oh, I'm planning on stirring up a lot of preachers, you know, to get them praying and believing God. You know, because I want to see people born again, yeah, filled with the Holy Ghost, healed in their bodies. In fact, I was talking to our office about this just the other day, a few days ago, you know, about our focus. We want to get more people born again. Amen. You know, more people filled with the Holy Ghost. But the only way we're going to do it is to pray and seek God to drive back the powers of darkness where the people will have sense enough to know they need God.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of people in this nation that don't even know they need God. And many people today, you know, are making what I would call, and Brother Hagin used to call, a mental acceptance or agreement that Jesus Christ is Lord, but they never personally accept Him as their Savior, and so they never get what you call born again. In fact, we got a brand new book out right now. It's called, what did I title that new book?
The Christian Life.
The Christian Life. But the subtitle is this, What It Means to Be a Christian. It's called The Christian Life, What It Means to Be a Christian. You go to rgm.me and you can get it as an EPUB, ebook. You can get it through, work on Kindle, iPad, any of that. Or you can get the hard copy by just ordering it right from our website. It's already been printed at the office. Of course, we'll have it in Florida. They got it in there and they got cases of them sitting there on the floor. Why did we write the book? Because it seemed like that Christianity was getting out of balance. But the bottom line, you know, in the book we talk about what it means to be Christian. There's a lot of definitions of the Christian life and what it means to be a Christian in the world today. But do you know the Bible only has one definition of what it means to be a Christian? And because that definition has been lost, then now many people have the concept of what being a Christian is because this one's got this idea, this one's got this idea, this one says this idea. But the Bible only has one definition of a Christian. Where'd it come from? Jesus Christ.
Right.
Where'd that come from in John chapter 3? Jesus said, you must be born again. So what is a Christian? A Christian is one who has been born again by confessing Jesus Christ as their Lord with their mouth and believing in their heart that God has raised him from the dead, and they have a behavioral change that agrees with the Bible. If there's not a behavioral change that agrees with the Bible, and that's unpopular today, but if you don't have a behavioral change that agrees with the Bible, if you read James chapter 2, James made it very clear. Faith without works is dead. If you say you believe in Christ, then you better act like you believe in Christ or your faith is dead.
Amen.
Faith without works is dead. So there has to be corresponding actions that goes along with a confession. If that's true. And so the only definition you find in the books about that, it talks about me, Ted, the first-degree murderer, and how his life changed. It talks about Robert, even the homosexual pedophile. I go in there and talk about his life and how he changed. Talk about Jay, the Hindu Brahmin priest, and how Jesus Christ appeared to him and the devils left out of him and his life changed immediately. When I got born again, my life changed immediately, within 10 minutes. I was on my third escape from prison. Got a full pardon today, thank God. But I was on my third escape from prison, driving down the road in Galveston, Texas. And within 10 minutes after confessing Jesus my Lord and being born again, the power of God flowing through me, I turned myself into a police officer. You're talking about somebody that was out of their mind. I was out of their mind. My mind.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.